Welcome back to Sports Day. Sam McClure and Jared Healy with you. About to be joined by a man who might be feeling a little down in the dumps at the moment. Jared, if you're of the English persuasion, whether you're living in Australia or back in England, it hasn't been the best.
Oh, it's been a horrendous summer for them, let's be honest, Scoob, even though it's their winter over there. But there is only one positive to come out of this. It can't get any worse than this.
No.
It can only go up.
And Monty Panesar is not a man that backs away. He fronts up no matter what the conditions are, and he's done so again. Monty, welcome to you. What would be the best word to describe how you and your compatriots are feeling right now?
Well, good morning to you. Thank you for having me on the show. I think when the Australians start feeling sorry for you, then you know you've had a complete shocker.
How's it being assessed over there in your good homeland? How's Fleet Street handled it?
Yeah, I think we're just a little bit, I think we genuinely had a chance at the start of the Ashes, but, you know, we didn't pick the right team, you know, for the right venues was one issue. The other one was probably the preparation, you know, going into, coming into the Ashes, and then just general sort of, I think question marks, you know, what's highlighted also is slightly deeper problems with just the structure of the game, and then how, in Australia, you have state cricket, but they are more aligned to producing test cricketers, while in county cricket with, you know, the coaches or the teams look to just, you know, win games in 2.5-3 days, and it doesn't replicate, you know, what they face in Australia. They're not trained for that, and then obviously, you know, the England team got, you know, exposed.
Yes, we've had a chat to a number of people from England about this, and it was with some interest to me that somebody suggested that players come over and get some experience in Shield cricket. That to me makes absolute sense from an English perspective. I'm not sure how accommodating the Australian cricket administration would be on that. But
we'd love that, wouldn't we, Jared?
Look, I can't see anything wrong with it. Yeah. We welcome them to the BBL, so I'm not sure why.
Just graphy.
Particularly players who are still in their apprenticeship, Monty. It just makes common sense to us because we've always gone over to the UK to get involved in county cricket.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And I think that's what, you know, all the sort of, you know, nations do help each other out to promote the game and make test cricket as strong as it can be. And I think, that's a great idea because it will probably allow, you know, English cricket where it's a little bit, you know, for test cricket to survive, I think England needs to be, you know, strong test side. And Australia being so strong at the moment, I think it'd be a sort of a sense of duty just to sort of think, okay, you know, let's help England out to make it stronger. So then when we have, you know, the next Ashes, you know, series in England, it's a bit more competitive and, you know, the survival of test cricket will help that, you know, towards that cause. But then obviously you don't want to go the other way where then, Australia, England start winning because of the fact that they were allowed to play state cricket. So, there's obviously, you know, that pros and cons to it. But generally speaking, you know, then you look at in South Africa, look how some of their batsmen, similar conditions, they were, you know, toughing it out. So other places are doing it. It's just, you know, in England, you know, we need to find a way of doing it where maybe just the fact that, you know, they haven't been exposed to this level of bowling. It's been absolutely brutal and magnificent. You know, the Australian bowling attack has been unbelievably strong.
Monty, you would probably not have heard of this character, although he was larger than life over here in Australia for a long, long time. So I'm just not quite sure he got to the UK. But there was a bloke called E.J. Whitten, Teddy Whitten, who was the leader of one of our state teams for a long, long time. And he was one of the great celebrators, one of the great promoters. But he was savage on a loss. And after a loss, after a few beers, he brought out the stamp, albeit a rhetorical stamp. And he stamped players never to play again. And so in the bar, after a loss, he would probably stamp 3 or 4, just never to be selected ever again, just not up to it. So if EJ passed on that stamp to you, who would you stamp never to two
Jared
again?
You put me in a tough situation now. Look, I think, you know, because there's some young players in that team who've probably been exposed, you know, where they haven't faced this level of bowling, and you don't want to sort of, you know, completely, cancel them out. But if we look at some of the who could I stump? Because I've got to answer your question, yeah. Right? You've given me.
What about your openers? Your openers struggled big time.
Openers, couple of, you know, both Rory and Haseem, you know, they both kind of struggled. You know, Zach Crawley was a bit of a positive. Mark Woods was another positive. Why don't we go the other way? Who I won't stamp out? You know, who's been the shining light of the England team?
Does Joe Root stay your captain, Monty?
I would like to see Joe Root to stay captain. I think he can turn things around. There may be a change in management position, maybe, you know, like new in the coach. One day, as we've seen, maybe bring in, you know, someone else, maybe from the county cricket to manage the West Indies tour. But people are saying when Justin Langer's, contract runs out in June, they're thinking that he could be the front runner. Just when Everton's manager's been sacked yesterday, Justin Langer may not get a renewed contract from Cricket Australia. He could be, he's apparently a front runner to become the next England coach in June, July.
I think Steve Waugh put an end to that yesterday. He basically annoyed him. He had the reverse stamp. He said not to be sacked. So I suspect it would be almost impossible to sack Justin Langer, albeit he was in a bit of trouble, I've got to say, down the track. But that may be a start. You do need to rebuild. I must admit, from an amateur's observation, I like the energy and the aggressive display early in the piece from your new keeper, Billings.
Yeah, he's obviously, he's a natural leader, and I'm sure they'll give him a few more test matches, just not, Joss Butler recovering from, seeing a specialist back home here in England. There's between either Ben Stokes or himself, seeing who's a better outcome. But maybe, give Sam Billings a bit more of a go on the behind the stumps. That could be a good option. It's just been, I think just no one expected Australia to be this strong, No one thought that Australia would be as strong as they've been. So they've obviously got some things right. It's just been, I thought England were quite generous that they played two pink test matches. I think that's what, normally you would only play one, but that was, good on England to do that. But conditions, again, just favour them. And once they sniffed a couple of wickets, it was just constant collapses every test match. Brisbane, I think, we had like 10 for 80. Mm, Adelaide was 8 for 70. And then Melbourne was, 8 for 70. And this one was the worst out of the lot since 1948. So it's just been, it's probably the worst batting performance over the last 100 years. And how do the Australians fans feel? Do they think that it's just in what they expected them not Australia to be so dominant?
Well, I've got to say, Scoop and I thought the betting at the start of the thing was a little bit short, but we were proved 100%
a little
incorrect.
Bit short. Jeez, we've never been more wrong about anything, I reckon, between the pair of us.
Just moving on, Monty, I'm not sure if you follow the tennis, but you wouldn't have picked up a small issue we've had with Novak Djokovic by any chance. And how are we being treated over there?
Well, I wrote an article about it here, and I thought it was firstly just a mistake, by the Australian authorities. It kind of gave a platform for, like I said before, some of the anti-vaxxers, who believe that, you don't need to take two vaccinations, just to talk about it. And I think in the long term, it's probably the right thing to do. Djokovic, didn't play in the Australian Open because obviously he was surrounded by, when he was even COVID positive, the following day. Supposed to have a 2 meter distance, taking a picture with a group of people. So I think in the longer term, it was probably the right decision, especially Australia with Australian strict laws that they have. So let's be honest, Melbourne being the city with the longest lockdown ever, there would have been huge outcry by the public, who've been over 250 days, just in lockdown, and it's been harsh conditions for some of the people in Melbourne. So it's probably looking in the long term picture, it would have been, I think, safer that Djokovic didn't play in the tournament. So just to give a fair reflection to the public, or there would have been huge scrutiny on the laws that the Australian government placed on the people in Australia.
And whilst you're giving us your political assessment, will Boris be there by Easter, or will you be looking for someone else and you'll be putting your hand up?
Well, he seems to keep going to a party after every press briefing, he's constantly. He's saying that the garden wasn't part of the office. Is part of the office. The garden is part of the office, so you're allowed to have a party just outside number 10. And it's 50-50 at the moment. We don't know if there's any front runner either. You know, we've had the Labour Party. He's been having sort of a few sort of parties as well.
Time everywhere in England except in the dressing room for the cricketers. Great to have you on, you Monty, and great to have you on the show.
Thanks,
and,
Monty.
Appreciate your contribution right throughout the series.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Monty Panesar, and the cocky, he's in trouble. Scoop.